This week on Potlatch, the traditional chief of the Tanana Chiefs, Andrew Isaac of Dot Lake. In the next few years, Northwest Alaska Pipeline Company plans to build a pipeline from Prudhoe Bay along the Alaska Highway through Canada down to the central United States. On April 8th and 9th, Andrew Isaac attended a meeting at Tok to discuss the effects of this pipeline along the Alaska Highway. While in Tok, Chief Isaac told Mo Wassily why the Athabascan people who live along the highway are expressing concern about the effects of this pipeline. And he explains why the Athabascans were silent when the Alaska Highway was built in 1942.
My name is Andrew Isaac, and chief, traditional chief anyways. And my boys, the Tanana chief, they elect me to be traditional chief in back in 72. And ever since then, I've been chief over to 43, my native village. And I was glad today that I was talking to the convention meeting today in Tok here. I never seen that many people coming in town at Tok. They talk about a pipeline. And I kind of worry, there's only one native Indian, Athabascan Indian. I not no education on a mean steady. I've been thinking about my people that on a way, on a pipeline. We have pretty close about 5, 6, 7 village right alongside the pipeline. Today I hear one white guy, he said, why did people never say word back in 42? They put this 2, 3, 4 inch pipe alongside the road to come down. Because that time war is getting bad, and then our old chief, the man that I in charge, my uncle, Chief Walter Isaac, they're telling us in the village, don't stop it, them people. They're American. They have a problem to do it. Just let them go by to do it. So that old man, he's a pretty friendly, kindly old man. And he pointed me out to be in charge in his place back in 1932. Therefore, I in charge in a chief at Tanana Cross and Lake Mansfield. I'm eighth place in the chief. And I didn't do much, but my young generation really proud about me. And I really thanks that much my young people friendly love the word that his grandfathers, grandmothers, uncles speak long before they was born. I'm only one man to keep up this word and let my young generation to remember in their old time people.
There was a sound like a wild raging river. Floodwaters broke from the hills far away. Rain won't let up and I can't stand. Wish I could see the breaking of day.
Light's gone clear and the sky's clouded over. Lost all ahead to the wind and rain. Crops all gone and it's too late for planting. I'm on high ground. Lucky I came.
Thunder roared, the lightning is flashing. No way of telling just how much is gone. We're still waiting for a break in the weather. Lost all the others and I want to go home. We're pretty sure that we've lost all the livestock. Even if they'd lived, we wouldn't have rain. Seeds all gone and fields will be muddy. There's nothing left but the pouring rain.
Light's gone clear and the sky's clouded over. Lost all ahead to the wind and rain. Crops all gone.
It's a group called Red, White, and Bluegrass, and a song called High Ground. I hope that in this spring flooding season that you're on high ground and remaining dry. Andrew Isaac expresses the concern of Alaska Natives who find their lives changing because of decisions made in Juneau and in Washington, D.C. He also complains about the delay in implementing the Native Land Claims Settlement Act.
Pipeline bother me because this pipeline, biggest one is going to come true here. Sometime they just right there in front of the village. And they buried down in the little one in the ground. But this big one, I just kind of worry about. What's bothering me, and I'm talking today before the Herman government, Herman, and about this 5 mile away from pipeline, 10 miles square. Kind of bothering me. Us Native people here in Alaska, we didn't have no way we didn't have that kind of trouble before. For 100 years, because my Native group in the true history, they tell me a story about it, and since Native living in Alaska long before white folks coming in Alaska. And the first time I met the white folks in back in 1904, and I was talking today in convention, and how old I am, I'm going to be 79 years old this coming week, and I still walking around, dry as snow go yet. And I really appreciate it to move around, and I'm real happy to live with my young generation that learn education, keep me to talk and advise. I don't know, I'm real good to be advised to meet my young people. They understand me, but they really appreciate it that when I talk, and they're really proud about it. I really thanks. This pipeline, because 5 mile wide, if the pipeline where they go through from North Slope, because long way across the country, no home state, nobody, no village, just far away part the village. Around here, putting there about 40 and 100 mile between Native village and that is this pipeline and road, just right lying in Native use place. Therefore, people try to make it people to remind to do something. Not too bad, our Senate and Washington, and they pass through here every once in a while. And just only one time, once a year, they pass and through this true Native village, and they're going back to the Washington, back to the Juneau. And then pretty soon, they said it, they plan to set up and everything that we not understand part of it. Our young people in this area, not very much, not your education people. They're just beginning to coming up. And that's why they bother me all the time when a big business coming up. And I like to be my young people to know that what the problem is. And they need lead drawn because ever since in 72, land set aside for us, township, now, we expect we're going to get title. We wait, pretty soon there comes state, and a fishing game department, they sign off the land set aside for the wildlife, and park and place, and they don't let nobody to go around, and they don't want nobody use. That the stuff that in our way too.
Next, we hear the Ammonic Dancers, recorded by station KNOM in Nome, with narration by Father Jim Poole.
The next dance is about a man with a sled going for driftwood. The man is pushing his sled full of wood, and he recognizes that he's getting to be an old man, and his neck starts bothering him, then his legs. He's really getting old, not like when he was young. This is done by, I believe, Tommy Moses and Willie Moore. Two men dancing, one sitting, one kneeling. Three women standing in back of them in their very colorful cuss box. The man with the sled going for driftwood.
Yeah.
This has been a program of Eskimo Dances by the Imanuk Dancers. The first of a two-part series. Be sure to listen for the announcement of the second of this series. Our thanks to the dancers of Imanuk for this fine entertainment.
From Imanuk in western Alaska to Tok in eastern Alaska, as Andrew Isaac talks about two related problems affecting Alaska natives, the decline of hunting and fishing, and the high cost of food needed to replace the once plentiful fish and game.
Last week I was down in Taranaki Chief Office and they showed me the map, and this T2 land is on our way. How did we going to hunt? How we that we going to take care of our family? What way that we're going to go out and hunt? How that we're going to make a living if season open? I can't understand something in this state way because I'm only Indian. I raise wild game. That's the only way I raise until I'm up to 14 years old. I'm beginning to see flour, sugar, rest of other food. Nowadays, and after 42, the Second World War, this highway going to put it up, everything beginning to come up. And right now, and pipeline started going to cross our country and through our village, everything sky high. And here we are, us Indian. We don't know, we ain't got no money, but we try to do best we can to buy some food that's with it sky high. And I thought they, back in the early days ago, that only time I remember, in the First World War, in that only time I remember, everything food, the down the low 48, where food grow, bomb, they drop it and they ruin it all the country. So therefore the food high until they beginning to build back up again and they drop down the price. And here we are, pipeline going to come across to Alaska, everything sky high. Probably them contract people, them all big shot. I guess they think that we needed people in Alaska. They thought we got the money just as much he got. And I don't know, something I really misunderstand. I don't matter what they tell me. I really worry about my native people and across the country, out in bush, far away out in from city. And how we that my people going to make living out of it like that. And they should come in, that people, to come and get a job, okay? This is the way the information they give. They have to send in the treatment. They have to show him how to operate cat and truck and rest of other equipment job. So therefore, that the people that I worry about, the people that work in, that's a different too. But that people, if they don't do right, his wage is going to be awful low. And this pipeline, that because too much money they build up right away, coming up whoever get the job. So that's why this pipeline job costs a lot of money.
Doris moved among the towering enchantments of old St. Augustine, her hair in a long pigtail, wearing clothing she made of Irish linen. Always, it seemed, in the company of someone who instinctively sought her out to share the treasure of their heart. She would listen ardently to what they said, and they would go away more graceful for having been listened to by this creature who spurned the pipe, who spurned the bottle, who loved the salt air and the sunlight, and who hated only cruelty. She who died at the hands of one of those with whom she walked, who now lies buried in St. Augustine, and is remembered by poems and elegies and eulogies, by paintings and statuary. For the ancient city is a place of artists and writers, as well as fools and fishermen.
Doris wound the big bishop's clock. She served him macaroons and tea. She bought him oysters at the dock. At night she came to me, graceful as a pharaoh's daughter, bringing life in sour ground. She brought me green to the Spanish water, showed me bridges out of town. And we often spoke of towers and of patriarchs and powers and of how the angels hurt. And where the haints and vandals turn, we'd listen to the candles burn. And we'd measure Irish linen for a shirt. I wonder still if love can win. I work the earth and peel my brain, while Doris mounts the wave within my ocean dream. Her pain like bubbles on a dolphin's breath, as lanterns hiss and pirates kneel to murder one who danced with death before the years of wine and steel. And we often spoke of towers and of patriarchs and powers and of how the angels hurt. And where the haints and vandals turn, we'd listen to the candles burn. And we'd measure Irish linen for a shirt. Now the snow lies over hollow ground, and jewels glitter in the quiet. Walls and mirrors crashing down, tonight the poet drowns for hire. The soul believer drives a hack, and he whips his ponies to a spring. And tongueless lovers bare their backs, and mad dogs guard artillery lane.
Music of Gamble Rogers. In our finals segment now, Andrew Isaac looks at the uncertain future as Alaska Native peoples find more people coming to Alaska are crowding out the original peoples.
Now I hope this contract the people and our government, our Senate, Gravel, Pat Stephen, Don Young, Congress, and the Washington, that I hope they change and something for the Native people to stay on the job. Outside of that Native people, they got no way to make a living, because the game, so many people trap line in Alaska, coming up in Alaska, inside 3 years. Hardly no game in Alaska. Every game just moved away. But now in this year, in 7 years, and not even to kill caribou, not even the moose. I used to kill moose one season open, but right now I can't do it. That's because so there are many people in our way long before we go in the place where we used to hunt. They all pull boat and land with the airplane. Some place they take it with a bunch of horse and go across the country. And then us Native people, we really get locked up. That's some guys that they understand. They know my Native group in Alaska. They're going to make their leaving, the way they're leaving. But I hope somebody explain me how my native folks can make leaving. So that's why I'm worried about my native people.
Next week on Potlatch, the traditional chief of the Tanana Chiefs, Andrew Isaac, comments on the future of the native Alaskan traditional lifestyles and language. I'm Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening.
Potlatch came to you from KUAC in Fairbanks. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting gave some of the money to produce this program.
From the University of Alaska, this has been a KUAC production.